Lee Zeldin, Shrine to Environmental Justice and Climate Change is Gone for Good. By Hannah Knudsen on March 31, 2025. The overpriced Shrine to Environmental Justice and Climate Change is gone for good. Environmental Protection Agency, EPA. Administrator Lee Zeldin said in a video posted to X on Monday, walking through the taxpayer dollars wasted by the Biden administration. Zeldin has made waves with his decisions to slash government waste in his own department and walked through the latest change via video posted to X on Monday, explaining why they are shutting down the so-called museum. If you were to visit the museum located here at EPA headquarters in D.C., you would learn a lot about the road to environmental justice and climate change, Zeldin said. This museum claims EPA pursues its mission by advancing environmental justice, equity, and civil rights compliance. A timeline of key events conveniently omits any mention of President Trump's first administration, he said, pointing to the obvious bias and noting that the museum, where the video was filmed, was built and curated by the Biden administration, costing taxpayers $4 million. Perhaps what is more, the museum costs taxpayers $600,000 per year just to operate. This shrine to environmental justice and climate change cost the American taxpayer $600,000 to operate annually. This agency has been spending $123,000 on cleaning, $207,000 for security, $54,000 on maintenance and an additional $54,000 on storage, Zeldin revealed, as Breitbart News also reported. Zeldin said from May 2024 through February 2025, only 1,909 members of the public visited the free museum. Even though it is free admission, this museum costs you, the taxpayer, $315 per external visitor, he revealed. I have pledged to be an exceptional steward of taxpayer dollars, so this shrine to which, environmental justice, and climate change will now be shut down for good, he said. I will do my part to help the American people learn more about the amazing work of our agency to provide cleaner, healthier and safer land, air and water. We will do so without paying over $500,000 in tax dollars on a museum that is barely visited and designed to tell an ideologically slanted partial story of the EPA. Zeldin continued, noting that the Trump administration is continuing to end the practice of burning tax dollars on pet projects that do nothing to help this agency achieve our mission of protecting human health and the environment. Watch. This is hardly the first instance of Zeldin following in the steps of the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, and weeding out waste in his own department, announcing earlier in March that his department canceled over 400 DEI and environmental justice grants, saving nearly $2 billion. In February, the EPA also uncovered $2 billion set aside for a climate group linked to Democrat Stacey Abrams. Stacey Abrams' Power Forward Communities received $2 billion to be a pass-through entity for Biden EPA's $20 billion gold bar scheme, Zeldin announced. They reported just $100 in total revenue after their founding in late 2023. That same month, the EPA chief also vowed to recover the $20 billion in taxpayer funds devoted to climate projects during the Biden administration.